Hi, I am David Atrevin with the Florida Department of Health. It is good to see all these people at the session who share my short attention span. If you thought you could get away from syndromic surveillance by coming to this session, I have bad news. I'm going to be talking about it and looking for Ebola-related visits and cases. Around the time of the case that we had in Dallas and the two associated healthcare worker cases, why do I have the wrong presentation up? You know, I checked the title, too. Anyway, we may go without a presentation at the moment, or we can come back to it and I can load it. Okay, we will speak without a PowerPoint. So anyway, we used two data sources. We used two data sources in our syndromic surveillance system. And in our system, we actually have four data sources, arguably five. And at the root of it is the Emergency Department Urgent Care Center data. And then we also have a number of others. And the other one that was used in this particular analysis was Poison Control Center data. So we used those two, and we created a query. We created queries in the emergency department data, and then we ran those queries against the data, and then we forwarded the results down to the counties, and this is an important step in what we do. So we have 67 counties with designated Essence users, syndromic surveillance users, and we forwarded those visits down to them for follow-up. And then we are also tracking the calls that came into our Florida Poison Information Center network, our Poison Control Center calls, looking for Ebola-related visits. We had a free text query, which I wanted to show you, but I won't at the moment. But I can describe it fairly easily. So this free text query was searching emergency department chief complaints and was looking for terms that were Ebola-related, such as the word Ebola, or Eboli, as it's sometimes misspelled, and then the countries that were pertinent there, so Sierra Leone, Guinea, and I'm blanking on the last one, Liberia. And so we searched for those, as well as as well as Africa, because, as you know, sometimes geographic literacy at the emergency department is not everything that it should be. So we looked for Africa as well, and with Guinea, we actually had to negate the word pig because we realized there were a lot of hostile guinea pigs that were attacking people, and people were showing up at the emergency department. So that's what the free text query looked like. And in terms of what we saw as far as results, we had 27 flagged visits. 16 of those had no risk factors for Ebola. Four were actually part of an Ebola drill that a hospital was conducting. So it was we were happy to see that our system was sensitive enough to pick up those. In terms of the poison control calls, we had six calls during this period of time. Again, this two-month period in 2014. Five were informational, and one was incorrectly coded. I had a time series graph, which I was going to show you too, but if I can describe it. So if we plotted the visits versus the poison control calls, you'd see a nice concordance in the spike between those two. In terms of the line list and the visits that we saw, they were essentially what you'd expect in terms of Ebola-related terms and countries of travel that I had mentioned previously. So in conclusion, I'd like to say that syndromic surveillance has particular value for emerging pathogens, and the fact that we had multiple data sources within our Essence system really added to the utility. Our system has nearly all the hospitals in the emergency department participating. I think we have 230 of 238 participating. So having that and having the data coming in a near real-time manner also facilitated using syndromic surveillance for an emerging pathogen like Ebola. Thanks.